Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Ian in North Carolina is on the line and wants to build a recording studio. We might be able to help with that.
Well, I am, it's kind of a bucket list project. I was given my grandmother's old house, and they built on an extension of the house, and I'm trying to convert it into just that, a semi-professional recording studio. And I've done a little research on this acoustic foam stuff, but it's ridiculously expensive. And I'm trying to figure out a different method to basically achieve the same effect.
First of all, if you want to soundproof a room in a residential home, you have to use materials that are specifically designed to do that. Probably the least expensive way to do it is with a material called soundproof drywall or sound-resistant drywall. There's a couple of different brands that sell this product, but essentially what you would do is you would put a second layer of drywall over the existing layer. And this new drywall has like sound-resistant capabilities to it or qualities to it, so it absorbs the sound and keeps it nice and quiet. Where the rubber meets the road with this is at the penetrations to the wall. So if there's a light, an outlet, or a switch, there are some very specific steps you have to take in those areas to soundproof them. And there's like a putty that has to be installed around it. It's quite involved. But that's the least expensive way to probably to do this. You know, generally when you have sound-resistant construction, you have kind of a wall inside of a wall so that the two walls are not touching each other.
Like floating.
Yeah, kind of like floating, like a non-bearing wall.
Right, right. Okay.
But, you know, you could do that to the walls and the ceilings, but then what do you do about the floor?
Right, okay.
So, you know, take a look at soundproof drywall and see if that kind of gets you closer to where you want to go on this, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.